Вначале я хочу рассказать, я уверен, что вы все знаете, но все-таки, какие правила проведения семинара. Семинар для того, чтобы объединиться, создать между нами общее поле, в котором проявится высший свет, Творец, высший мир. То есть состояние должно быть такое, что мы все устремлены на между нами, на то, чтобы между нами это произошло. Я выхожу из себя, психологический такой момент, я выхожу из себя и хочу быть в других. Представьте себе, вы выходите из тела и хотите быть в других, вне себя. Все, что говорит мой товарищ, я принимаю без всякой критики. Он говорит, значит, это верно. Я пытаюсь ни в коем случае не возражать. Я пытаюсь его дополнять или выражать свою точку зрения в аккорд ему, в гармонию со всеми остальными. То есть все, что мы говорим для объединения, чтобы не наши мозги были умнее других. Мне не важно, сколько я знаю или не знаю. Нам главное создать вокруг себя такое общее, между собой такое общее ощущение единства. В нем мы должны начать чувствовать что-то внешнее, следующую ступень, что-то горячее. Что-то теплое, которое нас объединяет, зарождается между нами. Это подложка, на которой проявится высший свет. В этом заключается смысл семинара. Первый вопрос. Что такое группа? Чувствую ли я себя, что нахожусь в группе? Как я ее себе представляю? Каждому дается 1 минута. Пожалуйста. Каждый высказывает свою точку зрения. Не более чем минута и передает место товарищу.
Group is a place where we bring our own desires, intentions, our lives, and this is a field environment where we work with our internal, external parts. I bring it on a table, friends bring it on a table, and we all working with it. They all mix, they all. Mix between each other, but our task is not to fall into the different arguments and different sort of problems, try to sort of problems or something like that, but rather than just take it everything as something which we should correct together.
Если вам нечего сказать, скажите пару слов и передайте товарищу, неважно.
Yeah, group friends. A group for me is when I came in through the door in this congress. I'm used to feel some resistance when I access a congress, but this is totally different. When I got through the door, there was already something like warmness, like true. I don't know exactly, but that's what for me is like the beginning of a group.
A group is a spiritual working area, but invisible area. Group is in timeless area, in timeless places. So the group, in my opinion, helped to build a connection which can reveal, which can show the new purpose of Creator.
The group is the environment which I build around myself, which I invest in. This is the weight that is opposite of my nature and helps me to get outside of my ego. And this is actually why I'm doing all this, why we are all doing this.
Well, a group is a unit. It's like an organ that we are without any differences between us. It's a state. It's a constant state that we are all the time renewing, upgrading it with our efforts. Mostly it's like an organ that is sensitive to the outside environment, actually, that is influencing us all the time. And on a scale that we are connected between us, we are sensing it as an equal. We are feeling it actually as an organ, only depending on our connection between us.
To me, the group is a mirror where I see my image reflected. And when I don't want to look at the group, it's because I see myself not in the right way. And so to me, group is something which I could use and see who I really am.
A group is a state, is a place of development of one desire that we strive to. It's desire above all of the feelings, all of the emotions, everything inside of ourselves. The group is the only place where you can exit and feel what the Creator is. Feel that it is always among us, it is always in the center of the group. We can always strive towards the group. There is no closing door there. We can always open ourselves and feel as one unit, as one body.
And the group, to me, is, well, it has two meanings, actually. A physical group is the environment which keeps me focused on the goal. If I go left or a different direction, they put me to the goal. And I think that our joint desires, our connection, that our lack for connection, which we built in that physical group, we reach a place which is really the group.
The group is a very, very special place. It's actually the pathway to the Creator. It's the only way to the Creator. And sometimes we think it's nice to go to a group. It isn't. Sometimes it is. It's a very nice. It's beautiful. It's being warm to be bathed in a group. And it mirrors, just like friends have already said, it mirrors exactly your ego. And it struggles against the, let's say, the group is the soul. So you're trying to find yourself, your pathway to the Creator in the group. So it's very grateful to be in a group. In a group like this, it's amazing, and it's the only way to the Creator.
A group is a field, it is a body in which we discover one single thought and one single desire, which is the only true reality that exists. And we discover it in extent in which all of us are present as a single cell in this body, in its exact place, fulfilling its exact function. This field is filled with warmth, with tight connection, truly like a single body, like the blood really flows between us. And nothing escapes this single desire and this single thought in this field, in this body.
When we first come to Kabbalah, group is sort of like just a group of people, you know, like an external world, like a group of people at work, team at sports, in school, anywhere. And so you treat it like that, but related to it this way. But because you never knew, you never before could realize that you can actually unite and fill this group of people, this team of people you are dealing with, and be a one whole, one part, you know. This is a feeling which exists only here, because all other groups here unite around different goals, but these goals are all kind of from this world. It's not they are not real, but we have a very high spiritual goal which we unite around, and this is forever. This is not gonna go anywhere, you know. We can run away from group, but Creator will bring us back anyway. So group has a very high spiritual goal. This is the center of it. We unite around, and it's going very fast, going up the ladder. And I'm really excited that I'm part of it, friends. Really, really excited.
As the group, in short, for me, it's like two main things. It's like it's the most important place for inspiration, for aspiration, to share our common desire for the goal, and to strengthen each other in the work. And on the other hand, the group is also like a magnet. It can pull you in, but also reject you, and gives you by that the possibility to work with your own quality, with your own ego, and by that it's the only way we can reach the goal and reach that level of aspiration that we need to reach the goal together.
Group actually is a treasure, because group is a mirror where my desires in other people's. So it's too hard to understand, to feel another, because this is just because of my egoistic desire. I can't feel. I cannot give if I don't receive much more. But group is a treasure, and on the other hand, group is an opportunity. Group, because of group, we can learn how to feel just like Creator, just through the group, because Creator only gives, only bestows what we want to be.
Yes, it is really hard to to connect to others when you come to the group. But the only thing I actually want is to see the world through group, everything that is happening, to see through them. I want that group become my glasses through which I'm judging whole world to scale of merit.
Yes, it's like, I don't know, it's like a lab in two ways. In one way, we are receiving the light that will reform us only through the group, only through annulling towards the friends. only through the accepting of the laws that capitalists give us and leave us for us. And in another way, it's like a lab that we build an integral society on it. We test on it all the kinds of influence that is manifesting between us, and trying to scrutinize it together, trying to find a solution that will be appropriate toward all people and the whole humanity. And it's like just huge necessity. It's the only condition that we have, the only condition. And from this, it's the starting point. In some way, it is the end point also.
To me, group is the only thing that reveals those desires which I can use to go through spirituality, because groups reveal some desires in me, and if I run away, I won't reveal anything. The only thing is to nullify myself and learn to use those desires in order to get more connected with my friends, and so learning to be more united. And so to me, group is dead. Those reveal my desires. Those desire that if I don't want, I will remain into myself. That's for me.
A group is a place of confidence, trust, love, giving. A group is the only place in our lives where we can give our life as an insurance for everybody else without being scared of being hurt, rejected, or anything.
Продолжаем. Итак, группа — это не тела, это сумма наших усилий, виртуальное состояние между нами, парящее между нами такое, когда мы раскрываем между собой общее желание, общее стремление к духовному раскрытию. Группа — это место раскрытия высшего мира. Какого состояния нам надо достичь между собой, чтобы это раскрытие высшего мира между нами произошло? Какой связи между нами мы должны достичь, чтобы раскрыть высший мир? Пожалуйста.
First, I have to totally lose myself inside the group. To lose myself, to lose my ego inside this field, to annul myself. This is the first condition. Without, I cannot move for an inch. And then I discover that there are other forces, there are other points that also trying to do the same thing. And this way, we are building this field of mutual responsibility.
Yeah, in which, what kind of connection? It's a tough one. It is multiple connections of actually our what a friend says, trust and the greatness, and it's a mixture of a lot of things. But if we stick to certain laws that Kabbalists told us, that actually what we learned, that actually there is nothing except the upper light and the vessels that are receiving it. So in this manner, this is the only awareness that we have to get, that we are aware of the system, how it works, and what actions we can do that will actually benefit us to increase our connection between us. We are practicing this between us, and we are learning it very gradually, step by step. But from the fundamental laws, we only can carry out the connection between us and to make the system alive.
I think that the way which we can work to get the spiritual world is to have a common goal and not any health matter, because this is the only thing we have to do. So maybe I have an idea and one friend share the same idea before me, and I don't have to hate my friend for this, because this idea is good for the goal, and so it doesn't matter who shared this idea and so on. And that's the, to me, is that the work that doesn't matter. We are one body, and we are working for a common goal, so we need to be like that. Like a family that work in everybody knows his work. No one want to be over the other member of the family to do his work, because he want to be the best. Just to nullify ourselves and find what is our ability, and be always in the intention that maybe my friend are the best, and so it doesn't matter. We have a goal. We need to work for that.
We need to reach the state which is totally opposite to this, even this moment. The state where I do not exist at all. A state in which I share my heart, my life, my breath, my thinking, everything with friends, with everybody that's here. Everybody is handpicked by God to be here. Do not remember that. That's the state that we need to reach. To reach the certainty, the awareness that divinity is among us.
I think that we need to reach a state where we understand that we cannot connect. It's the opposite state, actually. It's hatred, which is revealed. And in the same time, in our feeling, not in our mind just, but in our feeling that there is none else besides him, so fate above reason, at that moment, we go to a prayer. We go to the prayer. We understand the hatred comes up. We cannot do it at that moment. We are there.
Мы раскрываем, что наш мир представляет собой одну единую систему. И наука с каждым днем все время, все больше и больше помогает нам это раскрыть. И наука Каббала об этом говорит. Высший свет, он тоже един. Один единственный. Для того, чтобы раскрыть это единство, то есть высший мир, систему управления, смысл жизни, цель жизни, выйти на уровень выше нашего тела, существовать, то, что Каббала говорит, существовать выше смерти, жизни, выше всего, что есть в нашем мире. Для этого мы должны достичь между нами единство. Когда мы будем в единстве, то есть мы будем как один, тогда мы будем подобны высшему миру, свету. Что значит единство? Что значит мы? Каким образом могу перейти я к мы в группе? мы можем достичь единства в группе?
How can we reach unity in a group?
Чтобы раскрыть высший мир в нем, в этом единстве.
We have to completely lower our heads. Nullify ourselves and try to lose our completely in each other. This is what the friends already from the morning are trying to give.
It's very important to be in a place as a group. To feel the differences becoming much more between love, hate. In this process, you have to trust the way of the Creator, and that's been pointed out by the group. So follow the group, even if you feel hate, even if you don't trust the group, cleave onto the group, nullify your big ego, put your head down, and follow the group. That's the only thing you can do, and then that's nullification, and that's the only thing you can do.
I will try to come to what friend said from the different point of view. First of all, what we want to realize doesn't exist anywhere in the world, and nobody can help us in this. There is no system in the world that can help us realizing what is deep in our hearts. Only the group can do that. When similar people with similar desire, with this similar force inside of them, gather together. And the way to realize it is that you cannot receive the strength to realize it if you don't give it to the group. As much as you are willing to give confidence to the group, to give arvut to the group, to take care of that each and every one is included, is integrated in the group, this is the condition to receive from the group, actually from the Creator through the group. It is not that I am waiting to receive arvut, I am waiting to receive this. I have to start this action. For me it begins. I am the only one responsible for the entire state of this group. And when each and everyone thinks like that, then the miracle happens actually.
Actually, Damir took words from my mouth. That's another kind of sign that unity is working. But you know, we can tell by how we started this workshop. You know, when we first meet, always we have like a frozen heart. You know, always difficult to break the ice. Everyone came into the group with their own thoughts, problems, and stuff. And this all keeps us apart. And then we start working together, no matter what, is it workshop or meal or ishwat or lesson, you know, then each of us start kind of put an efforts to connect, you know, towards the friends. You know, I'm sitting near the book and I'm thinking, oh, I'm disconnected, I don't feel friends. And you start, if you really, really have a kind of... If you really commit it, if you really have desire to reveal, to connect, you start make an effort, and each friend does it. And then this is like a wave starts spreading around the group, around the circle, a lesson, and everyone picks it up from each other. And then we reach a moment when we kind of feel, oh, we found this point of connection, you know, some different, it's like a similarity of forms, you know, we found this point, finally. And then we work with it, you know. Then I think light then comes exactly to this little point, and then it taken. Then this point, of course, get taken away from us, and we have to make more efforts, you know, to find another point of connection. And this way, we are given more and more weight of this ego to work with, and I think. We can make it, friends. We can do it at this Congress, and I hope we'll make all our efforts we can, put all efforts we can in order to rise this point up into the highest possible place.
Now we will repeat the question. What does it mean to you?
Мне очень жалко вас беспокоить, но надо пойти немножко дальше. Мы с вами изучаем, что свет, высший свет и вообще весь высший мир находится в абсолютном покое, потому что совершенен. Только мы меняемся. Только мы. Все зависит от кли, как мы говорим, от того, когда оно соберется, создаст свое «мы» из «я» многих. И потом это «мы» будет все больше и больше расширяться, укрепляться, и в соответствии с этим будет получать уровни постижения «нефеш», «рух», «нашамаха», «я» и «хида» все больше и больше света. То есть все зависит от нас. Мы находимся с вами в море света. Мы его не ощущаем. Желаем достичь минимального кли, чтобы начать его ощущать. Если мы его достигнем, для чего же мы здесь собрались, то мы начнем его ощущать, мы его раскроем. Что нам надо для этого сделать? Вот сейчас конкретно в эти дни, которые мы вместе. Вот так. Мы закрываем себя здесь, никто не выходит. Никто домой не поедет, пока не раскроем высший свет. Всем все ясно? Что нам надо сделать? Ну, что мы предпринимаем конкретно, практически? Прошу.
What do we need to do right now? To reveal the Creator. To become as one with the light. You want. And well, we're all pieces of the puzzle. We're all pieces of that clay Rav just talked about. And we have to ask for this light. That's the only thing what we have to do. We have to shout and demand and cry for this light. We need the lack. The light is there. The lack isn't there. So we need to create this lack. That's what all is about. We have to all impress, inspire each other to cry out for this lack, this want. And let's do that right now.
The most important thing is to find out that I cannot do it. That what I try, I cannot do it. I try it again and I find out I cannot do it. And every time I try it, I become more and more in despair. Till I remind myself that you have friends, even more. But then you need, even you, you do not do it the right way. You need more nullifying, and really know that you cannot do anything on yourself. And this really despair where you will eventually come in, and this is an important part, this really cry of despair that I cannot do it and that I can only do it when we connect with the friends. And I only ask collectively to the Creator. And that magical point, that realistic point, I could better say, that will reveal the Creator on our demand.
I think we need to be proud that we are here, right now. We need to open our hearts, not to be ashamed of our love toward friends, but to open our hearts and to give really, really this warmth and to really forget all the past, all the family, the kids, the work, the boss, everything deleted. It doesn't exist. What exists is only the friends right now in this. And we want to be rid of our illusion, each and every one of us in our heads. All of this illusion, we just need to throw ourselves in this soup of our hearts, of our feelings that we, each of us, has for each of friends in the heart. And this is the start.
Yeah, to continue what just Franz said, it's just amazing. You know, Congress is not in a lesson workshop, it's what, every meal culture problem. It's every single second moment you're here, you know, whether you are going to have a tea or going to smoke outside or just chat with a friend, meet someone, speak with someone. This little, every little action, it can become like holy for you, you know. You can put all your kamana, all your intention into it. You know, when you speak with a friend, when you're, you know, signing something, when you're buying a t-shirt, you know, when you just go and looking at the friends, you know, we can see how much he's around, how much deficiency each of us have. And we need to absorb it, you know. We need to we need to mix all those intentions together and pray in any second, in any moment, and listen to the friends, what they say, you know, because every friends at the Congress speaks from, Creator speaks from him, and treat the friend like that, and you receive a lot of energy, a lot of importance to go from it, and you'll take it back home, we can take it back home and work with it after the Congress.
Every time when we need to make a step, like this Congress is also again a very important step, is that we ask ourselves about the importance of the goal. Every time the importance of the goal, the importance of the goal, and the importance of the goal. We made such big preparations to come here and efforts to be right here now, but we mustn't stop here. We have to ask, demand for the importance of the goal every time again. Because, friends, we only have one chance of doing this Congress. And that is now.
And now, during this seminar, during these workshops, and just one state, it's, of course, not praying only, crying out to speed up the time. And everything just, we can dance just little time. And to, maybe to come to despair much more than the time, or earlier the time. And we can maybe make that one power believe that we are the sacrifice of the Creator. We are the slaves of the whole humanity, and kill us, and just say us, let's come together, and all just kill us, and create a new one, a new degree, a new desire, I don't know, whatever you say, it doesn't matter, maybe any creator, any God, any Allah, It is the time just by crying out, not only praying, just crying out from emotionally, from heart, not from mouth. And just to come to the state that there is none else besides him or her. There is no any other power than the Creator, and there is no us. There's no me, there's no you. Only you. This is the state, just brings us the crying out.
Yes, there is no Italian group, there is no German group, there is no Croatian group, there's no bodies, there's only one common field, one common connection, which we must care during all this convention. And if we succeed in intention and external action to keep this after this convention, even just for a small amount, we did a great thing. So I hope that we will achieve this level at this convention.
Sorry, friends, what was the question?
How to reveal, how to work in order to reveal the upper light.
Practical solution.
Okay. Just to forget about what I feel and what I see and what I to cut off myself completely. Very simple. Even if I'm trying to be, I'm thinking I'm smart, I'm thinking of things in advance and in past, I'm combining it in one the whole that is so complex that I'm admiring myself in this. In this state, how huge I am, how I can know these things. And after this wonderful moment, it only lasts for a couple of seconds until we realize that we are completely out of the picture. In this way, we don't come close even millimeter to each other. It is completely annulment towards everyone, even the whole world, the people outside. I have to see, we have to justify this to ourselves. And with this justification, we have to come to the recognition that we cannot change ourselves. And we come to a state that when we clean ourselves from this, we put all this, as if we put these filters and we can then get the revelation, we can get remedy.
How to reveal the upper light. I want to share with us something that happens during the preparation of that Congress. And maybe Damir and Kos remember this this time, because I fixed in my heart so hardly that I will not forget for all my life. We were working together after the morning lesson, and we have a group there, and we remain four people, and we are trying to know what to do, what we have to do now. In this time, we were all working for something that was not inside of us, was outside of us, was in the center. We are working like a father and a mother that take care of a baby, and we were doing effort for this. We were doing huge efforts, and was at don't know, maybe 6-7 in the morning, and don't know how to do, but maybe from Damir came some word that really. That's the point. He said something that would feel. It was like a common wish that we want to do something together. It doesn't matter if it's him or him to say this thing, but the importance is that we have this thing together. We are taking care of that. It's not inside me, it's not inside you, it's outside of us. And so we have create this lack that start to rave in the questions, talk about a state of calm. Light is in a state of calm. We have created something that was in the state of calm because our ego was not crashing about that. It's only our bestowal. We want to give to that, and we were not fit for that. And when someone find this point, we were enjoying the time. We were happy, but not that me is happy and Damir is happy that for me. No, we are happy in the same time. All for that, not for each one another, but for that was not us, but was something outside us. And so I think that's the way to work. When we gonna have something to work for, and nothing inside of us, not even a single particle is work for himself, but only for that things, something that we have in common, and not anything else.
Well, it states clearly, only the ones that need salvation now will get that salvation. The whole rest that can wait for tomorrow will get it in their years. It's really clear. Now is the moment for everything. It doesn't really matter if you feel that you can do it or not. We all have those. We can. And we are invited to do it. And we just need to open our eyes and see it. You are here. There is sense in this moment, in this situation, in this realization. You just need to put your heart in the center of the group, to put your heart among friends, and you will clearly see it, that it's in this moment, right now, the opportunity to ascend, to be one with the Creator. There is no answer of what we can do. We can do anything and be in the center of the group and do all the right things and not be in the center of the group. The only thing that guarantees is our love, or our, better to say, desire for desire. We need to need each other very much. And it's our choice. That's the choice that you have. To choose your environment.
Намерения у нас хорошие. А возможностей у нас нет. Когда мы пытаемся объединиться, сразу же забываем. Когда мы пытаемся как-то приблизиться друг к другу, чувствуем, что в этом нет никакого вкуса, притяжения. Мы делаем попытки, но у нас ничего не получается. Много раз слышим такое от товарищей, от групп, что соединение не происходит. Так и должно быть. Мы сами никогда не сможем его достичь. Мы должны только пытаться вложить в это все наши силы. И тогда мы обнаружим, что мы не хотим объединяться, что мы отталкиваемся друг от друга, что мне это не надо, и вообще это все лишнее, и зачем нужна эта методика объединения. Надо изучать, допустим, кабалу, надо что-то там, но не работать между собой в группе, не объединяться. Это совершенно не, нам кажется, что это не то. Мы не можем соединить наше объединение с духовным миром. Причем тут одно к другому. Но если мы будем в это вкладывать себя все больше и больше, вопреки тому, что меня будет каждого из нас от этого отталкивать все больше и больше, получится так. С одной стороны, я вложил в это все. С другой стороны, я не получил ничего. Возникает такое ощущение, что я очень хочу, и я не могу. Я начинаю ощущать в этом, что я очень хочу этого и не могу. Я начинаю ощущать в этом зависимость от Творца. Здесь есть высшая сила. Здесь есть какой-то рок. Здесь есть какая-то судьба. Здесь есть что-то, что владеет мною. Господствует надо мной. И тогда, когда я ощущаю, что я завишу от него, от постороннего, от другого, полностью, тогда у нас возникает просьба, мольба, молитва, чтобы помог, чтобы изменил наше состояние. Как только мы достигаем этого крика души, раскрывается наша связь, и в ней раскрывается Творец. Обговорите это между собой. Помогите друг другу.
When Rav was talking now, I had this image about this state. I heard, I think from him, I heard one example, and it is really glued in my mind and in my heart. It is like you have gangrene in your foot, and it slowly makes you die. And you see that it is making you die. But you cannot cut it off because it's your leg and you have no strength. It hurts and it's against your nature. You cannot cut it off. And you need friends for it. You can give the knife to the friend to help you to cut it off for you, or to the Creator to cut it off for you, because you don't have this strength. And for this you need to feel love from that friend, that he wants you good, and you need to feel confidence that everything will be all right, that I can stop thinking about this killing me and this pain and everything, but really that everything will be all right, that I can stop thinking about myself.
To have a discussion about how to create a state of one creator.
Yeah, about the shout. How can we come to that state? Well, friends, I think we are doing this here. These are in congresses, especially these workshops are the opportunity to inspire each other, to add. Everybody's adding to the importance and increasing the lack, and that's what we need to do, and we need to really, really want it for each other, not for ourselves, for each other, with each other, to feel as one and want this together, but increase the lack, increase the importance, only increasing the importance, that is what we need to do, and we are doing right now, but we have to push it more.
Now I'm feeling that my effort is only to take care of what I will say, and
I can't do effort in order to open my ears for the friends. And so that's the first thing. It's not useful that I talk before that I have understand what friends need. Maybe I'm telling something that friends don't need. That's...
So we have to work. This is our job. We have to constantly work despite our despair, angry, rejection, feelings, thoughts, all kinds of thoughts, feelings. It doesn't matter. The only matter is our effort, how much we put ourselves in this work and not expect anything in return. We don't expect fulfillment. The only thing we expect from the group is to not fall down in the states when it's hard, to get support, to not go away, to not leave the battlefield, but to go no matter what. And this is the purpose of the group, to give me the strength, to always keep me on the track. And when I'm working, I don't expect anything except this support.
I would like to turn the perspective a little bit on minimalistic. Just turn around yourself and look aside. You have the biggest of the generation next to you right now. What more do you need? What more do you need? You have people that you know for sure gave their lives for this. You have people that suffered a lot to come here. You have people that gave a last whatever money they have in their country to come here. What proof do I need more but from the actions that I see my friends making all of the effort that they can? It's here. It's present. Take it. Nobody forbids us to take it.
Yes, just to continue on you, it's the matter when we start to... I don't know which word to use. It's like we are pretending that we are able to see inner states of the friends, that we are so much more advanced, and we see the faults, and we justify it. We see it as stuff that it has to be happened, and we do not stop and ask ourselves, what is the purpose of this? I'm thinking like this. What is my gain out of it? Basic egoistical need. What do I have from it? Satisfaction that I see someone lower than me, or more wrong, or not on the path. It's just the matter of tolerance, and we call it love, and there is a lot of words to describe it. It's neutral state.
Yes, I agree. We need the quality bestow quality. Quality of bestow is so important. We praying, we crying out, we doing the workshops, seminars. But as Rav said, maybe it is understood that there is one thing. It's maybe one kind of fate. And what is that? But it is not. It is just about changing our perception. We need to change our perceptions to discover the new upper world, the upper degree. Because the upper degree, we can't catch it by ourselves, by myself. I can't do it. And first of all, I need a group. I need building a group in me. And it group must detail all the other friends' desires. So this is a matrix. This matrix can create a new creator.
Yeah, there's a very important point
feeling and to realize to realize that you're totally dependent on the group, and that you're totally dependent on the Creator, and there's none else besides Him.
Lay la la lay 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 Итак, наше единственное ощущение в себе – это просьба, мольба о том, чтобы достичь невозможного, в наших силах невозможного, а свет это делает. Вот ожидание этого. Желание этого, стремление к этому, вот как к важному свиданию с очень желаемым. Вот такое ощущение внутри нас мы должны взрастить. На этом закончился наш первый семинар. Ну, и что мы делаем дальше? Вперед. Но это мы не оставляем. Чем бы мы ни занимались, все время внутри нас мы должны постоянно ощущать, и дальше мы будем подниматься все дальше, все выше с нашими выяснениями. Спасибо.
Okay, friends.